I'm thankful for the times that we have set to be reminders for us of things that we need to remember. I'm glad that in America we have Thanksgiving Day set for us to be thankful for the things that God has given us. I am thankful that this next week we have a day that we set aside to remember that Jesus was born. And I was thinking about there have been lots of questions in the past. Was it really on that day? Doesn't line up to that day. You know, it's kind of interesting to me how that when God wanted to, He could specify a day and we remember today when it was. When you read in the book of Exodus about Him doing the Passover, He told them exactly on this day of this month, you set aside the lamb. On this day of this month, you kill it. You know, even today we can know what day that was and what time that was. But there are some things that He just left without us being able to tell when it was. He could have so easily told us on this month and on this day was Jesus born. So He's really not wanting us to get hung up on when it was, but to be interested in that it was. And so what I would like is to take, you know, we have, throughout our lives, we have been told the Christmas story so many times. But I would like for us to think about this, if I could put a topic to this, is being thankful for the gift. A few weeks ago, we had Thanksgiving, and it was to look at some of the things that God gave us. You know, really, this is a gift that God gave us of sending His Son. And I'd like for us to look at it. You know, it has become a commercialized time so much. So you remember a few years ago, we were thinking they're really speeding Christmas up by starting doing advertising the 1st of December. Well, now they hardly get past October before they're setting things out. We're trying to get some more weeks in here to get people motivated to spend their money. Well, I was thinking about with this, what about for the Christian? For me, as I travel through all this, that I remember Jesus is still the reason for this season. No matter how much the world commercializes it or how much some people will say we should not recognize this at all, is that I take a time, and really what here's for me, is that I just not take one day and be thankful for the gift. I think really the Thanksgiving Day for us to be thankful for temporal things is just to get us motivated that I remembered this one. But I start using it day after day to be thankful. And I'm thinking this same thing with Christ coming. That it not be with me just, okay, the day is coming, it's here, it's gone. Now we move on with New Year. But that I would have a Thanksgiving in my heart throughout the year for the gift that was given to us. I was thinking of some verses. Here's the value of it. John 3:16. This is how much He loved us. For God so loved the world, and probably children and all of us could recite it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him and not perish, but have everlasting life. I said those verses as a child. But you know what? I need to be thankful for how much God loved us, that He sent His Son. There was another verse over in Ephesians in the 2nd chapter and in the 4th verse, 2 and 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, and for His great love wherewith He loved us, because of how much He loved us way back there, He sent His Son to us. And you know what? I need to be thankful for that more than just one day, because it has a benefit to me throughout the year. I look on down at this gift, 8th verse. By grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift. So realizing that salvation, because of Jesus coming, there's nothing that I can do to earn it in myself. It's a gift. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's because God sent His Son that I have the ability to be saved today. And I was thinking of a verse in 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift of salvation. The plan of salvation can go into any time, any problems that we're having in a country. You know, we are faced with things in America that we never would have thought we'd be faced with today. And we don't know what the future holds. But you know, the gift of salvation can carry us through. And it talks about grace being applied here. No matter what happens around us, because Jesus came, we have grace to be able to go through any problem. So I was thinking of this. You remember where there were 10 lepers that came to Jesus, needed some help. And Jesus did not heal them right there. He said, go show yourselves to the priest. Well, they're still lepers as they're going. But it said, as they went, they were healed. And one returned with thanksgiving. So I was looking at that for myself. I'm thankful that I've been cleansed from sin. How often do I return to the Lord to tell him thanks for that? You know, we can be thankful for Jesus' birth next Friday. But you know, I ought to, throughout the year, realize the price that he paid to do it. And that's my interest today, is there's not a verse that I could come up with that you haven't heard before. But I'm thinking for myself, it has made me to stop and think. We have the song that says, this story didn't end with a manger. And I start looking at it, you know what? This story did not begin with a manger. And if I realized, if I could get the big picture, and then throughout the year, go back to the Lord with thanksgiving, because choices were made that allowed me to be able to have the benefit that we have. Not just another baby that was born, but the Son of God that came down. And I was thinking of our song that we sing sometime, Fanny Crosby. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. You know, we don't ever want to come to where we say, I've heard it already. But to realize, you know what, that stirs something within me when I think of what he gave for me. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, the sweetest that ever was heard. So I would like for us for a little bit this morning to look at that story, because it opens up some things to me. In Luke, the second chapter, when the angels came down for their visit, Luke 2, and we'll start in the 8th verse. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then that 13th verse says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. What scene that would have been if we could have been there. And again, when we look at how God did it, he spent all this show for some shepherds, when he could have done it over Jerusalem on the biggest day of the year or whatever to do a lot of people. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're higher than ours are. But I'm looking at this when the angels came and they were almost like, we want to deliver you a package. This is not something that we're unfamiliar with. Jesus has been with us all along. And now we're going to allow him to be, we want to recognize him being with you. How that came about, the Son of God, when it tells us about in creation, when God said, let us make man, why did he use it in a plural? His son was there with him. We find scriptures that tell about before the foundation of the world, Christ was there with him. So to be able to be willing to make that change and come down here and take on the form of a man and to be, you know, how many times he was trying with his own people to bring them to himself and they rejected it. You know, he knew all along where he had come from and where he would go back to, but he was willing to humble himself. We get a picture of this, where he came from, what it was like back then. I'd like to look at it in John. He's praying to his father in John, the 17th chapter. Because I look at this one, 17 and 4. 17 and 4 of the book of John. And now, he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. Look at this verse. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. You know, there were not many times when Jesus was working with the people that he would really try to impress them with who he really was. But in this one, it seems like it's almost, Father, I'm tired. I'm worn out from all this. Would you glorify me with what I used to have when I was with you in heaven? And as I thought of that, there was a song that came to me. The contrast, you remember there were places where it said, Mary, she had information coming to her, the mother of Jesus, and it said she would ponder these things in her heart, maybe not even being able to understand the full impact of it, but she took it in and she did some serious thinking about it. This song makes us to think a little bit about what kind of a transition this was. It says, the wonder of wonders, as she looked on his face, that this little boy spoke the worlds in their place. The stars and the moon shining brightly on them, the earth and the sun were created by him. You know, when we think about the manger scene, that's kind of where we think about Jesus' beginning. But he was there with the Father long time before that. The wonder of wonders, as she heard his small cry, that this voice had thundered on Mount Sinai. The hand that she held so tenderly had made a dry path through the mighty Red Sea. The wonder of wonders, as she looked down and smiled, that he was her maker as well as her child. He created the womb that had given him birth. He was God incarnate, come down to earth. And then the wonder of wonders, as a father looked on in eternity past, this was his son. He had sent him to die on Calvary's tree, and that is the wonder of wonders to me. The wonder of wonders, oh, how could it be that God became flesh and was given for me? The Almighty came down and walked among men. The wonder of wonders that he died for my sin. There was another song that describes it. It says, he left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. Walked the lonely hill to Golgotha, and there he laid down his life for me, if that isn't love. So then as we start reading through the New Testament, the times where Jesus was dealing with the people, and realizing here's where he came from, and he's here for a little while to try to help men. And I start looking in the 6th chapter of John, where he feeds the multitude, and they want to make him king. You know, Jesus came, he said he was in all points tempted like we are. You ever had times where you have an emotional roller coaster? You could have a high one morning, everything is going well for you. You can get a phone call or someone say something to you and takes a tumble in the same day. Well, with his, in the 6th chapter, they wanted to make him king at the beginning. And it said before that chapter was over, when he told them what it really was going to be like to live for him, it says many of them walked away, that went away and walked no more with him. You remember it even came down to the place where he asked his disciples, got a few men left, will you also go away? The ability, he did not change to keep the multitude. He was willing to hold where he was, even with the disciples, will you also go away? And they said to him, to where would we go? Where else would I be able to go? And you know, I want to be able to do the same thing today, is to recognize, you know what? Jesus gave up so much to come down here on earth, and willing to die, he's gone back to the Father. He has provided a plan of salvation with grace for me to be able to stand any battle that would come my way. I want to go through the year, even this next year. I want to do it on more than just December 25, is to say, Jesus, I'm thankful that you came. But just through the year to say and try to remember, he was in heaven before the angels came down and proclaimed, he's coming down here. Joy to the world. It's peace on earth, goodwill toward men. His desire is to be able to bring peace, and then he tried to do it. And when he looked at Jerusalem, and he wept, and he said, you know, if you had only known the things that would be for your peace. We would like for Jesus in 2020 and 2021 to just cause everything to go well in my life. And many times it doesn't do that. It didn't do that while he was here on earth. But he said, I've got a peace that I want to leave you. It's not like the world will give you. This peace is just when everything is going wrong around us, we can still have peace in the middle of the storm. And he's got that available for us, and I'm very thankful for it. But you know, I can so easily, the world has commercialized it. In fact, they want to celebrate it because it's good for the market. But a lot of times now we won't even say Christ. You remember seeing the word before where there was an X in its place, and you ask about it, and well, we're trying to shorten the word a little bit. But you know, now in a lot of places it's shut down completely to where it's just happy holidays to you. But you know, no matter what the world does around us today, may we be able to see the price that Jesus paid, not just on the cross, but that he was in heaven where he was respected by all around. And he was willing to come down here knowing what it would cost him. And he was willing. Remember it said he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. I don't know how it all works, but I have faith to believe that the Bible is true. That he had a knowledge before he ever left there of what it would cost him. But he said, I'm willing to pay that price for us. Today I am very thankful. And as we go through these next few days, and we go past next Friday, the day whether he was born that day or whether or not, it doesn't matter. But he came, and I am so thankful for that. My desire is to be able to recognize the price he paid and go back to him with thanksgiving more than just for one day, but throughout the year to tell him thanks that he was willing to leave heaven to come down here. He was willing to pay the price on the cross, and he was willing to give me grace that I can be able to be faithful to him and make heaven my home. And I am very thankful for that. I would like for us to close with a song that we sang a while ago, Joy to the World. We have something to be very thankful for. When it says he was the Prince of Peace, you know, we have something to offer to the world. And as it gets darker around us, may we be able to show it by the life we live, that I'm not bowed down under the troubles. We don't know what all will happen in this next year, but we know that Jesus came. He paid the price that I can have victory through it all and be able to be an example to others. May we could stand and sing that song, Joy to the World.